Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are starting the 3 o'clock hour a little bit late. I apologize. We went long with Will Manso. If you were listening to the show a week or so ago, you know, on a little Ambien spree, I've fallen in love with eBay, and I bought some cereal bowls because I've decided that that my son enjoys cereal bowls, and I got this. I got some Chicago Cubs cereal bowls. Everything just came during the last commercial break, and he was downstairs eating a pizza bread. And so I videoed for you guys, Solana and Crowder. I sent you a video, his reaction to seeing the cereal bowls. Wasn't as excited over the New Orleans Pelicans cereal bowl as I thought he might be. I hadn't told him that these were coming, and they were a surprise. And admittedly, I think I said this on the air, I didn't remember that I ordered a New Orleans Pelicans cereal bowl, and there is no Zion Williamson on there, which might make it a little more palatable to order. It was just some cartoon pelican, which I guess is their mascot. But he will grow to love them, in my opinion.
He has grown not to love them because he's a grown-ass man, Hawk.
What, grown men what love is, a what's cereal
so much
bowl.
Better? They don't love a cereal bowl. Sure, he's a do. Grown man.
I'm going to eat
He chases women.
Krispies.
He's 20 years old.
I'm going to eat Frosted Krispies out of my Pelican cereal bowl.
How old do you, in your mind, is DJ?
He's my little boy.
He's 11. He's 20.
Yeah.
He can't wait to get back to Tampa and go party and hang out and be a 20-year-old.
And guess what? When he wakes up in the morning, he's going to have some Chicago Cubs and New Orleans Pelicans cereal bowls.
So you going on eBay streaks is better than me on OfferUp? I don't like it.
Ooh.
I don't like it because I need what's on OfferUp.
Right.
You're
That's a good
buying
question.
Foolishness.
I'll tell you. Yeah, no, but the difference is I don't have to meet these people face-to-face. That's the difference. With OfferUp, you're going and showing up as Channing Crowder, the purveyor of Crowder powder, and you're, you know, buying some guy's ice tray for 50 cents. And it's like, well, what are we doing here? Like, couldn't you go to the dollar store and get your own ice tray? You really had to drive to Margate to do so. But like, I'm just kind of perusing eBay late at night and trying to find some cool little items. Like, I think I shared with you guys that Little Caesars milk glass, like a little mug, and if it's not $45, they mark that thing down, I'm getting it.
Yeah, so the pizza and milk combination, that's usually everybody goes with that. That's ridiculous, that's, Hawk,
but that goes with the cereal bowl. You have your milk out of the Little Caesars mug and your cereal out of your New Orleans Pelicans cereal bowl. Regardless, we have a lot of stuff to get through this hour.
Okay. I might have had some protection on me when I Googled the address I get sent on OfferUp.
I say,
I'm telling you, that's much weirder than buying something on eBay, showing up at someone's house to get a turkey baster. Like, what are we doing here? You can't just go to the...
getting turkey basters.
You can't just go to Williams Sonoma and get one like the rest of
I got a treadmill for $300. It's like a $2,000 treadmill.
So, Lana, give us a little cat talk here for the 3 o'clock hour, will you?
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here.
I'm him trying to say something about the Panthers, and I was just whispering and making noises over him the whole time.
Cat talk. Sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we're going to double your down payment up to $3,000. Online at hollywoodkia.com or call them 832-930-6181. The Panthers, according to George Richards, will have their new top line back on the ice tonight when they host the Detroit Red Wings. That means, ladies and gentlemen, that Sergei Bobrovsky will be back in net for the Florida Panthers.
Very good.
Yep. You guys want to guess the line for the game tonight?
Detroit? Detroit's no good, are they?
I don't think so. Panthers
favorite. Detroit any good? I don't know.
You're asking me?
I mean, you're the guy hosting Canto. No.
Rah, rah, rah. I could do that for about 5 minutes. If y'all
I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to the host.
All I signed up for was to steal George Richards' tweets and yell, get off.
They are seventh in the Atlantic Division.
What are they, seventh?
Seventh, yes.
Yeah, so no good. So Panthers minus 140.
Panthers minus 275.
Oh, my God.
They're a goal-and-a-half favorite tonight, the Cats.
Holy mackerel. All
right. Let's go.
Hope they win. All right, let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. Danny Cannell is going to join us if we can get our phone lines situated. By the way, before I get to headlines here, Crowder, how many booms do you give today's show so far?
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna boom your ass if you keep asking me about booms.
So what, three booms, four booms?
I don't want a boom. We've had fun, boom.
How about Zach Krantz was hanging out with Big Justice and AJ?
Wow.
Wow, nothing.
Wow.
I met a bum in front of Publix the other day.
I was super jealous.
It's ridiculous. Big Justin and AJ.
That's like, you know, Paul Mercurio told us the other day, just runs into Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, yep.
While doing a show. I mean, that Big Justice and AJ right now might be bigger than the Beatles.
Imagine you run into Big Justice, AJ, and the Rizzler.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bunch of high blood pressure.
Who would you rather meet, Solana? Outkast or Big Justice, AJ, and the Rizzler?
It's not even close, man. I mean, one group had a run. The other are going to be maybe the greatest songwriters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Big Justice, AJ, and the Rizzler, 100%.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man, I'm going to punch y'all in the face.
Anyway, here's the 3 o'clock headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Dorel Hyundai. At Dorel Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Dorel Hyundai. They just came out with a metal song. Like, it's been very rap and beat based. And while they still rap because they're not great singers, it's got a metal backdrop, and it's it slaps.
They're not great rappers or metal or singers or anything. Very relevant people.
Are you talking about Outkast? Made
famous.
Who are you talking about? Rizzler, AJ, and Big Justice.
The pre-diabetics. That's what I'm talking about.
Crowder, when has Andre 3000 ever had a line like this? We bring the boom so loud, the whole earth shakes with double chunk chocolate cookies and chicken bakes.
Every verse he's ever done in his life, Duck.
Every verse he's ever done in his life pales in comparison. I have pushed and pulled everybody.
No. The buzz. It's not the words.
When you subscribe,
Jimmy,
here,
play some Andre 3000, Jimmy. You got to play Andre 3000 verse or something.
No, play some AJ.
Yesterday I was asking him for rap. If you, Jimmy, I asked first, and if you do this, it's going to be racism. I'm going up top.
Jimmy, we take pride in that on this show.
Who am I going to call? I don't know. I'm going up top, Jimmy.
I mean, seriously.
I'm going to call Gail.
Who? Who has a better penmanship? The
most
person,
influential person I know.
The person who wrote, "Roses really smell like boo, boo, boo." Or the guy who wrote, "When you subscribe here to our channel, know you'll never be alone. We bring the boom to you each day right here from Boca Raton."
Holy mackerel. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Have they won a Source Award yet? Because this is a Shonda if they haven't.
Source Award?
All right, let's do the headline. I'll ask Danny.
Please don't ask Danny about this foolishness. Can you not? I'll say it. They're overweight people. Is heavy set a knock? Is that a bad thing to say about somebody that heavy set?
Well, first of all, Big Boom AJ is nowhere near heavy set.
All of them, jacked. All three are heavy set.
No,
he's not. He's
jacked.
He's mushy.
And the other
mushy
kids have a little baby fat. Yeah. Other kids are going to kick your ass.
They're 14.
They're going to kick your ass in a couple of years.
My stepmother told me, she was like, you can't call people heavy set. I thought heavy set was a nice word.
No.
Heavy set? Like, you're a little heavy set. They're a little heavy set person. Like, that's not offensive. Heavy set.
I don't know what you can call people anymore. I want to go back to what we could call people in the 70s.
I'm with you. I wasn't even alive, but I know it was good.
It was a pleasure.
I was describing somebody to her. I was like, hey, you remember my buddy came over here, short hair, a little heavy set. She fell out laughing. She was like, heavy set? I was like, yeah, a little chunky, a little heavy set.
Portly. Portly. Husky.
Like, can you say stuff like that of husky? Like, are those bad words?
I believe the proper term would be well-nourished.
That would be nicer. My well-nourished friends are coming over. But Big Boom AJ is not heavyset at all.
No.
They are. I've seen all.
I'll send you a picture of him from the wrestling ring. We call it the squared circle.
I watched him. It's right, no, on, he's
let's
not
get the
in
headlines
shape.
Here. Let's get the headlines.
Shape. He's in shape.
I'm going to show you.
He looks like a bag of mashed potatoes.
Big Boom AJ.
The Heat lost to the Lakers last night. They had a road trip that was 6 games, 3-3 overall, 3-4 record during the 7-game Jimmy Butler suspension, which, as of yesterday, is over. The Heat tomorrow, back at home versus the Nuggets, sporting the Vice jerseys, the original OG white.
How many booms
Vice
would you give the road trip, Solana?
I'd have to give it three booms, one for each win. Mm. Boom, boom, boom.
Fair.
What's the top amount of booms?
Five booms. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't know that.
So three and four would be less than half booms if you do the math.
Right, but they had three wins.
But they had seven opportunities.
Six.
I just sent you a picture of Big Boom AJ in the ring with the Rizzler and Big Justice, and he is not.
He's heavy set.
Yeah. Well nourished.
He's set.
Tomorrow's Heat Nuggets game will be at 8 p.m. And the Florida Panthers are in action tonight. That'll be a 7 p.m. puck drop against the Trois.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesne.
Yeah, somebody texts in, Husky was a brand of clothing in the 70s. But there was departments. Like, there were kids who had to shop in the Husky department, which I, you know, that was so normal for me as a kid. When I think back, like, I was a waif. But when, like, you would either shop in Kids or Husky. It was a literal department, you know, because you would shop for your clothes at whatever, Sears and Kmart.
Yeah.
Husky departments, like, and there was no shame. Like, you would go to the clerk or whatever, and oh, I'm looking for pants for him, and they would go, oh, over there in the Husky department, you'll find what you're looking for. And there was no shame involved in that. You didn't have to whisper. You didn't have to. If you were Husky, you were Husky.
Why can't you say that? Husky's a bad word. It's a dog.
Yeah, that's not in the. Like, you can't use that in the lexicon when describing a kid anymore as Husky.
What do you say? Well-nourished? Y'all want me to go to well-nourished?
I don't know.
He's a 12-year-old that wears 16-year-old clothes. Like, it's just too deep, man. It's not, heavy set.
It's not
heavy
deep.
Set.
It's just not none of your business. Don't describe somebody. Like, just don't describe anybody.
You know what? I hate that, too. I hate when the first descriptor I have of people, when I ask, hey, you met Jeremy? Jeremy who? The black dude. And my first thing is race, and people will be like, you can't, why would you go there first?
Because
it cuts out 60% of the world.
Exactly. I'm not judging anybody, but if you're telling me, hey, I've got a friend coming over, he's downstairs at the Citadel, you'll see him in the thing. Tell me the color he is first. Give me 100%. Color and gender. I'll take it from and there.
Think about this, Hawk. The black dude who's heavy set. You're looking for a fat black guy. That's right. Going to cut out more than half the world.
Right.
No.
Have you seen Disorderlies? Look for that guy.
Look for the fat boys. He probably has a college shirt on. He dresses nice. Short haircut. No, the fat black dude.
People go out of their way not to say someone's race anymore.
Come on. Give me race first.
Because it's unnecessary. Let me know what his favorite book is. Let me know where he went to college. And let me know what his maiden name is. And I'll find him. I promise. Okay, I don't need to know what color he is.
Go grab Marcus. Who's Marcus? Loves of Mice and Men, went to Florida International. His mom's name is William.
Oh, I'll find that guy down in the Citadel in a heartbeat.
No, you won't.
In a heartbeat.
Man, that one, you've confused me with those context clues. I don't know what I'm looking for.
Look for the fat black man.
It's got the paperback copy of Of Mice and Men in his back pocket.
If I say he looks like Lenny.
Anybody down here like Steinbeck? Anybody a fan of Steinbeck? Excuse me, Holmes, you come with me. All right, anything else, Solana?
What a stupid ass segment we just did.
Is that a record? You make fun of Big Boom, AJ, and Rizzler for making bad content, and then you churn this out for 28 minutes.
4 booms. We got 4 booms.
All right. Danny Cannell is going to join us next. Bring your husky ass self over to Cheetah Pompano.
Oh, goodness. Hey, I fooled y'all today.
I'm just thinking of like when an account executive asked you to make a spec spot, which is like a rehearsal commercial so a client could hear it in advance what it might sound like if I started them all with bring your husky ass self out to.
We're talking husky in 5 o'clock fucking Buddha happy hour. Write it down.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Danny Cannell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Danny Cannell joining us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for a plethora of college football playoff final game and player lines, plus opening odds already for the 2026 college football playoffs. I mean, there's a lot going on. But before we get to all that stuff, Danny, we got a national championship game on Monday. We have not spoken to you since the Carson Beck announcement. He's coming to the University of Miami. So what does that mean for the UM football team next season? By the way, UM football team next season, that opens against Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Opens against Notre Dame week one. So what does Carson Beck mean to the University of Miami?
I think it provides a floor, right, of what the season could be. I've seen a lot of mixed reaction online. I think Carson Beck is good. I do think he regressed somewhat, and I do think there's a massive question mark as how does he look after this major surgery that he's undergoing, which we haven't seen many people come back from. I know in baseball it's kind of routine, and we see players, you know, come back from an ulnar collateral ligament injury pretty normally and regularly. But I'm kind of curious, like, does he miss the entire spring? Because that's valuable reps you could have. But I do think, like, they were in the market for a quarterback. We clearly saw that in the bowl game when they rolled out Emery Williams, and you saw some of the deficiencies there. But now I want to see, like, what do they do next? Like, what are they going to do to add some pieces around Carson Beck? Because I do think he's, like, I thought Cam Ward is the type of player where you roll him out there with almost any roster, and he's going to make them all better. I think Carson Beck can help a team win a championship, but I think he needs talent around him, which describes a lot of quarterbacks. I just feel like he needs some players around him, which I'm sure they'll give to him. They already have, but they got a lot of production to replace on the offensive side of the ball.
So not as exciting as when they got Cam Ward, but better than going into the season with Emery Williams.
Yes. Cam Ward last year, I was pretty adamant that I thought he was the best guy available. Like, I wanted Florida State to get him. And then we ended up with DJU. It was like, okay, that felt like the consolation prize. This class overall is not that great. Carson Beck is ranked the top quarterback available. There's a kid named John Mateer, who's number two, who went to Oklahoma. He actually followed his offensive coordinator. They brought them in together. So, like, he's up there. He's played a lot of football. He's played in the biggest environments. But he's, like, without Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkie, that's where I say, like, he regressed. And those guys are phenomenal. Brock Bowers just had maybe the best season we've seen from a tight end in the history of the NFL. And Ladd McConkie has been a surprise. A lot of people thought, oh, this little white kid is just a, you know, Georgia frat boy who may be good in college. He's actually been really good at the NFL, too. So, like, but without those two guys, he was took a step backwards on the biggest stage. I mean, he had three games. He had three interceptions. And they were all the biggest games of the toughest teams they face. I mean, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida against the Gators. He had three interceptions too. So he's got to clean that up, and, you know, we'll see. But I do think, like for DJU with Florida State, like, we saw the wheels fall off. I don't think there's a risk of it being that at Miami. Like, I think it brings you stability where you're like, all right, worst case, let's say you have a game against Notre Dame. He doesn't play great. You lose. You know, Florida's supposed to be really good. You lose. But I feel like nine wins should be a pretty set floor with a quarterback like Carson Beck back there. Like, he's not going to just implode and fall off and be inadequate at quarterback.
We both mentioned Notre Dame. So Monday night, Ohio State, I think the last I saw on Bet Online, Ohio State's an 8-point favorite over Notre Dame. Do you have a side that you like in this game?
I don't love a side. I'm leaning towards Notre Dame. I actually like the under better than anything. Like, that's my favorite play in the game is the under. I thought you just saw Texas give away somewhat of a game plan where it's sort of bend, don't break. You know, they didn't get just absolutely steamrolled by the Ohio State Buckeyes after they had rolled through Tennessee. They rolled through Oregon, who was the number one team in the country. Like, Texas was like, okay, you don't have to give up all that yardage. You don't have to give up the explosives. Jeremiah Smith, their stud freshman receiver, was held to one catch. And I do think Notre Dame is a physical football team that kind of resembles the Michigan Wolverines, except they get better quarterback play. So, like, I envision if I'm Notre Dame, I want to, like, drag Ohio State in the mud with me. Like, let's get in the slop. Let's make this thing ugly, which Notre Dame is more than comfortable doing. And trying to keep the ball away, trying to extend drives. They have a running quarterback who can do that and try to make it more of a defensive slugfest, which Ohio State still should win. But I feel like in a lower scoring game, take Notre Dame the points and take the under. That's my lean.
Hey, and then I'm with you with the under too. I don't think they're going to just – they're not putting up no 60 in this game and all that right. stuff. But can Notre Dame's a man-to-man defense. They brought in, you know, man-to-man guys. Marcus Freeman's doing an amazing job. If they sit and play single high man-to-man against those receivers of Ohio State, like, yeah. do you think they can change their entire defensive approach because of the matchups they have?
Channing, you're spot on. They play more man-to-man coverage than anybody in the country. Like, that's how much man they play. And you don't want to be, like, not who you are. But if I do see him that, then you might want to fire up a live bet and just start taking the Ohio State team total over. Like, because I think they're just – their weapons are too good. And Xavier Watts is a really good secondary player. They do have some good, you know, good DBs. But it's just – we're talking about NFL talent across the board. And, again, Notre Dame has NFL talent. But you know how it rolls. Like, if you put your best guy on Jeremiah Smith, then your second best guy is probably going to be on Emeka Buka, who's also probably a second round, like, pick in the NFL draft. And then they have Carnell Tate. Like, and then don't even forget about it. Like, if you want to get your backs out and, you know, get them on routes, you got two backs that are incredible that would start almost anywhere in the country, and Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. So I think for Al Golden, the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, you guys are very familiar with, I think you have to pick your spots, because I don't think you sit back there and just play one coverage. You try to confuse Will Howard, and there are going to be times where you, like, when you're on the headset with all the other coaches, you're talking to them, you're being like, all right, boys, this is the one. We're going to try to get home, and we just better hold on and hope that we can either hang with their guys, or that we force an errant pass, or we get a sack. Like, it becomes a race then. Do you get to Will Howard before he can get it off to one of those weapons? Because they're probably going to be open.
Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Again, check out Bet Online for a plethora of college football playoff final game and player lines. And
can I ask Channing a question?
Yeah.
Because I like when this whole NIL era started, I was like, that's good for these guys. Like, give them a little
call. Now you're,
like, way
now
to go.
You're
that's cute. Now you're pissed. That's cute. Way to go, guys. Like, I see a guy get a couple hundred grand. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Like, good for the players. I'm starting to see some of these numbers now, Channing, where I'm looking at maybe calling attorneys and seeing if there's any statute of limitations on money that we could have gotten back in the day. Like, I'm starting to see some of these quarterbacks make $3 and $4 million who really haven't done that much. And I'm like, what? Now it's starting to bother me a little bit more again. I'm like, dang, what are these guys? With some of them, the kid from Michigan's been $1 million. He hasn't played a down. And I don't know why. I guess it's just the old school mindset, because we see baseball players come out of high school and they sign big deals. We see basketball players do one and dones. It's not that much different. But my goodness, some of the money that's being thrown around out there is off the charts. Are you still does it sit fine with you?
It does. You know what?
I'm just a jealous old man at this point.
Danny, I'm a jealous old man too. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm sitting like the Carson Beck $4 million, the $10 million. It's crazy to me, but I almost – as the jealous old man or the angry old man, I look at it from the other way. If somebody found out I took $200 from a booster at a Chipotle, I'm getting suspended. And now these damn kids can get direct deposits monthly of $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, and they're fine. It's just part of the game. Hawk says a thing. He says a free market. Like, no one's ever overpaid. Whatever somebody will pay you, you're worth it. But, bro, Danny, I'm right there with you.
It still stings.
Danny, it still stings. Well, how much money would you and Tallahassee and me in Gainesville, with the names we had for those, that 3-4 year window, we would have made more money than we did in our damn NFL contracts?
No doubt. Because we had fan bases that wanted to win, just like there are now, just like the Hurricanes fan base want to win. So they're willing to pay whatever it takes. And you're spot on. It is a free market. Like, there is whatever the market is, whatever someone's willing to pay. And it's only going to go up from here, because we're going to get the revenue share next year. That's $20 million per school at the power level. And the collectives are still going to be involved. So they're not only going to get more of a salary, they're also going to continue to get these sweeteners, which I've heard them call, where it's just, you know, I guess in the NFL, the equivalent would be if you played in the New York market, like, that was always like, because you'd have more advertising money, you'd have a bigger brand. So there was always a potential to make a little bit extra. But now the collectives are still going to be around to get a little extra and above your, quote, you know, bottom line revenue share money that you can allot to your program, which is $20 million. You can go above and beyond that. And trust me, a lot of these programs are going to go above and beyond.
I remember we did a show. I can't. Were you with me, CeCe?
No, I love. I got to tell Danny the sweeteners, though, because I know I can say the word allegedly and then everything goes out. I might have had a sweetener before sweeteners were sweeteners, but that's all alleged.
But we did a show on campus at UM, and I think it was Brad Kaya who joined us. And the Mark Light Shake guys brought us over shakes. And it was the hottest. It was 100 degrees out there. It was obviously for a baseball game, but I remember Coach L came over and talked with us. And I think it was Brad Kaya. And I said,
did they not give him a shake?
I said, do you want a milkshake? Because they gave us a bunch. He's like, I can't take it. He's like, because if I take it, and they didn't offer it to the entire team, but he was the only one coming over and they just brought us a bunch of shakes to try. He's like, I can't do it. It's not worth it.
I mean, love the Mark Light. Like, the Mark Light shakes are like the best shakes in the world. Those guys are awesome. I used to call games down there and they'd send over to the booth. They're awesome. They're great guys. Love those guys. We used to have a deal. So there was a place called the Silver Slipper in Tallahassee. It was the finest steak establishment that you could find around Tally, which is saying a lot. and it's no longer there, sadly, but I used to take my offensive line there. And so this was our way around the, which probably definitely would have gotten us in trouble. But the owner would see us come in and set a reservation. And then when the bill was there, he would bring over the bill. We'd have, you know, steaks, we'd have ribeyes, like everything, you know, all you can eat, like seven or eight linemen were there. So, I mean, it was a pretty hefty bill and he'd bring it over and I'd give him a credit card and he would go and he would ring it up and it was for $1. And it was just like technically so he could say, right, just in case, you, like I did pay, you, like you didn't lie. And then I always tipped him, like I took care of the waiters and tipped him probably $100 just to make sure that there was something there. But it was so stupid because and those types of opportunities were all over the place. And everybody was like so worried about the infractions potentially of getting, you know, suspended or years of eligibility taken away. It was just so over the top. And now we've completely swung the other way. Where I was joking before about, you know, being jealous, but it has gone too far where the players are free agents every single year. It's not sustainable
almost
from a sports standpoint. Like it's just, you're seeing a little bit too much turnover and that needs to settle down somewhat where we start getting 2-year NIL deals or even 3-year NIL deals that are more protected contractually so that there's, because I hear a lot of frustration from fans. You know, if you have a quarterback who plays really well and you're at like a lower tier, I'll give you an example. Jordan Addison won the Biletnikoff Award at Pitt a few years ago, and it was NIL. And Pat Narduzzi had an NIL deal ready to go for him. He was like, and they thought, and he like went, Pat Narduzzi was like, we secured enough money to keep our guy. And then guess what happened? USC came calling with like $2 million, and they had like $700,000. They thought was like
there's no
be
salary
awesome.
Cap,
and
he so was it's gone. Limitless.
And there was no protection. There was nothing for them. They didn't get anything in return. So there's got to be some better system where everybody, the players still get paid, but then the coaches, it's not impossible to manage a roster and you don't.
That's why I say the free market system will work itself out because right. no one who's part of this will stand for that where there's literally no rules, it seems right. like. So they'll start right. to, because they're going to, anyone who throws money into it at some point is going to start throwing bad money. And they're going to say, well, wait a second, I need some sort of protections. That's why I think the free market system.
There's already been bad money thrown at a quarterback in Tallahassee.
And there will be. I mean, that's part of there's yeah. bad contracts everywhere. Yeah. You mentioned, we're going to run out of time, but you mentioned, and this just got me thinking, where when you're in New York, you're supposed to get more sponsorship deals and whatnot. When you were playing for the Giants, like what's the worst endorsement or sponsorship that you took that you did? Like, did you stand in front of an air conditioner?
No one got their money's worth because I was pretty quick. I mean, it was a flash in the pan. And if they thought they were getting a franchise quarterback like deal, I definitely got the better end of that one. But I remember one time I went in New York City and they paid me $10,000, which felt like that was a ton of money. I mean, my signing bonus was probably $200,000 my rookie year, and I was still on my rookie contract, but I had started to start some games. They paid me $10,000 to go do a cooking class with. Her name's Lara something on Good Morning. She's like a host on Good Morning America. And it was like a how to cook for a, like teaching a bachelor how to cook. I was single at the time. And it was such like an easy joke of a show. I was like, I can't believe they just paid me to do this. Like it was a joke. And I was like, they were just like the money that they were throwing out there that, and then there was a ton of like basketball and softball charity games that we all got like probably $2,000 each. And there'd be like 15 guys and they were kind of starting to fight each other, like who got the invite or not. Like it was very exclusive just to get your hands on that $2,000 cash.
Well,
that
when
went
you're a quarterback, you're going to get the invite. When you're a quarterback, you're getting the invite.
Yeah. And I was all over it at the time.
Quickly, Dan, it's funny you say that. I got invited to a celebrity softball game, got paid a couple grand. They benched me in the third inning, and I was a paid celebrity because I couldn't hit the ball. I couldn't hit the ball, and then I couldn't catch the ball in the outfield. Like, I wasn't running for anything. Yeah, I was hungover. Like, I'm like, man, we're just going to play a little celebrity thing. I got benched in a celebrity softball game. It wasn't my best moment.
Didn't you get drafted by MLB?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I got drafted twice. I got drafted out of high school by the Brewers, and then I got drafted after my junior year of college by the Yankees. Because I played my first 2 years at Florida State. I didn't play much at all. Like, I was pretty much a bench warmer. But baseball was, like, my true love. Like, I wanted to be a baseball player. Football kind of fell in my lap, which probably wasn't very good because I loved baseball. Like, football is like, all right, they'll keep paying me.
Baseball contract. You missed out on the good contracts.
Guaranteed money.
I wake my son up every time somebody signs a $500 million contract on ESPN. It's always like 10 at night. I wake my son up. Hey, Chan, come look at this. $444 million for Mike Trout. $600 for Shohei
Ohtani. They're getting close to a billion. They're getting close. It's only a matter of time. Billions coming.
Yeah. Crazy. How do you think? Hey, we're really out of time. Do you think there's any chance Deion takes the
coaching
job?
I think there is a chance. Man, I know Ed Werder was out there reporting today that he thinks that Deion would absolutely take it. I think Jerry's crazy enough to do it, and I think Deion realizes the opportunity that's hand, and I actually think it could work. Like, I haven't been, like, you know, I've had my share of back and forth with Deion. Behind the sunglasses, behind the quotes, behind the glamour, like, I think he's an old school coach who holds his players accountable when it matters. Like, he doesn't care about a lot of stuff that people do, but he cares about winning, and he cares about getting it done. I think it could actually work.
There you go.
I'll put it at like 60% chance it gets done.
I do think Jerry loves headlines.
Big time.
And that certainly puts you in the spotlight. He's watched what's going on in Colorado with just Deion being there. So I do think that there's a little something brewing.
I understand what you're saying there, but is it over Ben Johnson and, you know, these other guys? I know Vrabel already got a job. Like, I think the circus of Deion is going to be there, but is he a coach that's better than these other coaches? The Aaron Glenns, all the names out there, right? Mike McCarthy's available, 3 12 win seasons until this season. Like, Deion, that's the best.
So he's already got Jerry likes his control, right? He's already got Mike Zimmer as a defense coordinator there. Mike Zimmer spent the last year in Colorado as an analyst who knows Deion. They're super tight. And then Pat Shurmur was his offensive coordinator, who's had time in the NFL as an offensive coordinator. He could bring him in. And then the one thing Deion does, he takes the page out of Bobby Bowden's playbook. He is the CEO. He's the figurehead at the top, and he delegates. So if he hires two guys with NFL experience to run his offense and defense, and then he's the face and kind of the guy who is the brand of the Cowboys and addresses media and gets the team ready to go, that's where I think it could work.
I'm telling you, you ain't showing up late to Deion's meetings like you are Mike McDaniel's meetings.
That's right. Don't get me started on that one. I've never seen anything like it. Channing, I don't know about you. I was terrified to be late. I was never late.
Who was your coach?
Well, I played for Mike Shanahan, played for Dan Reeves, and then Jim Fossil. But like 2 out of 3 Hall of Famers, there was a respect there that you just weren't going to be late. And I was always afraid of getting fined. I didn't want to write a check for no reason. So I was always terrified.
Yeah. Weird.
They used to find the hell out of me, not for being late, Danny, but fighting at practice, cussing people out. I got fined over $100,000 when I was in the league.
Dang, that's a
I love $100,000
right now, and not even not like a used one, but still,
$100,000 when I was playing, they fined me.
Oh, I can't. I can't pull the trigger on the $45 Little Caesars milk mug that I want to get on eBay. I mean, you guys are living in a different world. All right, Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for a plethora of college football playoff final game and player lines, plus opening odds for the 2026 college football playoff. You like the under, though. You like the under on Monday night.
That's my favorite play. Like the All under. Right.
Danny Cannell likes the under. Thank you, Danny.
See you guys.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Soldier Boy. That dude wasn't in the Army.
Hawk and Crowder.